Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks, Coach Fox, John Elway, Joe Ellis for the kind remarks. I'm telling you that means a lot hearing it come from you guys. Thanks to all my teammates, former teammates that are in the front row, a couple guys in the back there. I mean, I really do appreciate you guys showing up here today. This really means a lot. And I also like to, you know, thank my wife for coming with me, my youngest son, Braden, my agent, Jack, he's here. I mean, this is special for me because when I look back, all I wanted to do when I started playing this game was be the best on the field. And, you know, my parents never asked me to do that. They never asked me to be the best, just be the best you could be. So, you know, to me, I felt like if I wanted to be where I am right now, I got to be the best on the field. And that's the way I approached everything. To my last snap, I tried to be the best on the field. And we all get old in this game. I don't have any regrets about what's happened, what's transpired throughout my career, what any shortcomings. You know, I've overcome a lot of injuries, you know, bad plays, you know, bad examples, you know, bad coaching. Not this staff. Trust me, there are some bad ones out there, but we have a great staff here. But, you know, I think what means the most to me, not only my coaches, front office people have done a lot for me throughout my career, the leaders in front of me, the Darrell Greens, the Bruce Smith, John Lynch, Brian Dawkins, Marco Coleman, Nick Ferguson. I mean, these are guys I looked up to because they showed me how to get it done. Even though I thought I was doing it right, I never shied away from new information. And these guys definitely gave it to me. And, man, you know, it's real tough walking away because I've been doing this thing for the last 28 years. And I never thought this day would come. Just like all NFL athletes don't think it's going to end. I'm one of those guys, but, you know, the reality hits. It's here. I look forward to my new challenge, you know, whatever that may be. Spend a lot of time with my family, my friends, you know, and just take it easy for a little while until I figure out what I want to do. But, you know, right now I'm enjoying the moment. I appreciate all you guys, this whole organization, what you've done for me. And I hope to be doing something like this again in the future. Whatever it may be, standing up here talking to people about how much they meant to me. And so I don't want to forget anybody, but if I do, as far as thanking people, just forgive me. I'll make it up next time. You know, I first want to thank the Redskins for drafting me. I can't forget about them because, you know, they took a shot on me. And, you know, it meant a lot. You know, getting my first shot, 7th pick, 1999 NFL draft. Charlie Casserly had the guts to draft me. I told him he wouldn't be regretting this down the road because I will make it a great pick, and I hope I didn't disappoint. I only lasted 5 years in Washington, but here I go, coming to the greatest place on earth, the Broncos organization. And I just want to thank Mike Shanahan for taking a chance, giving me the opportunity to play a lot of defense, a little bit of special teams, and a lot of offense. You know, caught a few passes from Jake, you know. That's probably the last pass I caught, I think, Jake. But, I mean, it was special. When I got here, we had high hopes. And I felt like coming here was a great thing because the Broncos were always in contention to win the title. Even to this day, and every year I've been here, we've always had a chance to win. And it's been special to me, and I'm glad to say I was a part of it. I just hope, you know, the Broncos got as much from me as I got from this organization. Because looking back, there's a lot of things I wouldn't have been able to do, like flying with the Thunderbirds. If I didn't play here, I wouldn't have done that. You know, just little things like that that mean a lot to me. Memories that I could show, you know, my kids, you know, how much this place meant to me. And, you know, that means a lot. It's special. And I also want to thank, go back to Elway, giving me a shot. I mean, I was in my 30s. You could have easily turned your back on me. Corners usually don't last or play well in their 30s. And you took a shot and gave you all I had. 3 years or whatever I had left. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we're here now. But again, I'm smiling because I love it. I don't have to grind every day with you guys. I miss you guys, but hell, I don't miss practice. Hey, I'm just going to be honest. I don't. And I do miss you guys, though, a lot. And that's what I miss the most. You know, it was it was easy to sit at home and be content. But, you know, just being here, seeing you guys' faces, you know, that's why I played. That's why I played.